IT spend versus cloud spend. Why leaders keep confusing the two. A CFO walks into a budget review and reports a clear win. The AWS bill is down 15% this quarter. Reserved instances were right-sized. Idle resources were shut off and storage tiers were cleaned up. It's a real result and the team earned it. Then someone pulls up total enterprise IT spend for the same period. It's flat, or maybe it even ticked up slightly. This scenario plays out across executive leadership teams far more often than anyone wants to admit. It isn't because the cloud savings were fake, it's because cloud spend and total IT spend are two fundamentally different metrics, and most organizations only have visibility into one of them. The number everyone optimizes is the one they can see. Cloud spend is specific, itemized, and highly visible. FinOps tools exist solely to dissect public provider bills, flag idle compute, and recommend commitment discounts. Because it's the easiest part of the budget to track, cloud cost reduction becomes the default focus for leadership. Total IT spend, however, encompasses a much broader and far messier picture. It includes the cloud bill, but also software licensing, unused user seats, and inactive accounts renewing on autopilot across departments, redundant SaaS tools, overlapping applications purchased independently by separate business units to solve the same problem, support and maintenance contracts, fixed vendor agreements renewed at historical rates year after year without technical review, vendor contract inflation, terms and pricing models that haven't been renegotiated in 2 to 3 years, locked into outdated market rates, headcount adjacent tooling, licenses, integrations, and support agreements built around finished projects or departed employees that outlive their original purpose. Cloud spend is simply the slice of IT spend that happens to come with a built-in dashboard. The rest of your technology footprint continues to drain budget silently in the background. Why cloud cost optimization hits a ceiling. Confusing a lower cloud bill with actual IT cost reduction changes how organizations measure operational success. It creates a false sense of efficiency while structural waste continues to accumulate across the rest of the business. Consider how this plays out in practice. The SaaS overlap, a department consolidates cloud resources while sitting on 3 overlapping project management tools. The cloud win gets celebrated, the SaaS overlap quietly auto-renews. The maintenance inertia, support contracts get renewed at historical rates, regardless of whether the coverage still matches what is running in production today. Nobody reviews this because standard FinOps tools don't look at vendor contracts. The auto-renewal trap, a major vendor contract renews under terms negotiated 3 years ago, before pricing models or better market alternatives existed. Procurement, IT, and finance each assume someone else is monitoring it. Trimming cloud usage delivers an easy 15% win. But addressing the unmonitored agreements, software bloat, and vendor ecosystem outside the cloud bill is where 30% the total IT savings are actually found. What to audit? 6 key areas for total IT cost reduction. Uncovering true enterprise IT savings requires looking beyond the public cloud console. A comprehensive total IT spend audit focuses on 6 key operational areas, software license entitlements, comparing active user logins against total purchase licenses to reclaim unused seats and downgrade misaligned tiers. SaaS application inventory, mapping software tools across marketing, sales, operations, and engineering to eliminate functional duplication. Vendor contract terms, benchmarking major vendor agreements older than 2 years against current market pricing and structures. Support and maintenance scope, adjusting coverage levels and renewal dates to match active production workloads rather than legacy footprints. Hardware lifecycle status, verifying legacy equipment maintenance costs to separate genuine replacement needs from expensive deferred conversations. Offboarding and project tooling, auditing custom integrations and recurring application access tied to finished initiatives or former staff. Optimize your total IT footprint with Cloud Latitude. Optimizing your cloud bill is a great first step, but it only addresses a fraction of your overall technology spend. Real financial efficiency comes from evaluating your entire technology ecosystem as a single, holistic system. At Cloud Latitude, we help organizations look beyond standard cloud dashboards to audit total IT spend, streamline vendor ecosystems, and capture up to 30% in total IT spend savings. Ready to uncover hidden savings outside your cloud bill? Speak with an expert at Cloud Latitude.